welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. And this week's episode is actually inspired by the community. And I've got a how you would react to certain scenarios that you guys have put in. So stay tuned and let's get into it. So today's episode is going to be quite interesting. I think I'm going to give you my thoughts on you girls' situations, questions, and things that come up in the forum. I'm reading through everything now. Some of these are really hilarious and entertaining, but I know they are real life situations, so I'm going to be very mindful in my thoughts, but be also honest and things like that. But I don't want this to be a super heavy podcast. I want it to be more lighthearted. You girls can take notes if you want. But I think it's really important that we go through these situations and give you some advice or some thoughts or anything like that. But let's go. So the first one comes in, actually I won't say any names, but we'll read you if you're in our forum, you'll be able to see these all up there. And this girl says, I'm dating this guy for a little while. We're not super serious. It's more of a situationship, but he constantly refers to himself as a king and he genuinely, I feel, believes it. It's giving me the ick. What should I do? So from my perspective, look, I've talked to all types of guys in my time being single and things like that. I feel like I give everybody a lot of different personas a chance to kind of get for me to get to know them and things like that. This sounds like a younger guy, and because I'm in my early 30s now, had I seen this question when I was 25, I probably wouldn't have really even thought anything of it because it would have just been my maturity level. But now that obviously I feel like the world is a little bit more evolved and things like that, this does sound like a 20-year-old's kind of behavior, unless you're doing it for very high income entertainment purposes, which of course I do know that that's happening and that there's a reason for that in some cases with older men, but that's actually strategic, which is completely different to a guy genuinely thinking he's a king. So I think it's good if you're if you've got a son or something and you want to encourage them young and you just, really want to empower them. That's kind of where I draw the line with guys though. And I would stop that kind of thing from below the age of 10. So they don't go around talking like an idiot and turning girls off like this. The only way that somebody should be believed to be a king is if they truly have an empire and they already have a castle with maids and servants and they're genuinely a well-known king. Or they're the leader of a specific field. Fair enough. They can do that. And they've got millions of whatever, everything you could imagine. They're the most famous person or something. Then fair enough, they can mess around and say, but I really genuinely think that would be more of a figure thing in order to lead. And if they're really not doing that and they're not there yet, they're probably just very immature. And if they're not under 30, 25 years old and they're doing this, then they've probably just had been around their mom for too long, or they've been around a girlfriend that's like a mom and they've been validated through a motherly presence, because that's exactly what we would do, right, to a mom, to our little boys. And it's a dad that would come in and take that kind of unearned title away. So unless they are a true king, then fair enough, they can do it. You probably wouldn't have had the ick by now. But if they're not, then I'm sorry, I would leave laughing, because you've got probably a grown child. It's fine to be empowered, like I said, but there's certain things that grown men don't say and don't do. And it's important to kind of know where that line stops and to know things that make those kinds of scenarios come about. So either one, your situation, I don't know the ins and outs of, but that's the only kind of reasons I could really give without laughing that could make you see it differently maybe, or just ask him some questions, Or, yeah, if he's over 25, leave. You know, he needs to get some testosterone and some reality checks. What are your thoughts on getting married? I feel like everybody cheats nowadays, so what the hell is the point? I actually would always say that marriage is like has never been about love. Marriage has always been an arrangement. It's really only been in general times like that people have married purely for love. There's usually other reasons as to why you would marry, because when you partner with somebody and marry and it's a legal agreement, it also needs to come with some things for each party in that legal agreement that are beneficial for their life and their procreation going forward. So obviously the person that you fall in love with when you're young isn't really always an ideal person for that arrangement, but they could be. And it's not like your typical boyfriend-girlfriend situation. It's really up to you as a person and your life goals and your life needs and wants and things to enter into any kind of legal arrangement. And so I feel like if you have found an arrangement with somebody that works and you guys are unified through love and through trust, and obviously you're never going to get into any type of legal contract with anybody unless there were mutual benefits anyways. Like, you know, it's never just based on one sole thing. And so you have to kind of weigh up whether you want to venture through life without that being a possibility. But also, you know, it's up to you to judge the character of that person and trust them. If the arrangement involves, you know, that you're going to be in a monogamous relationship, then, and for that whole entire commitment, however long that lasts, then, you know, you got to put your faith in people, because not everyone, you know, has lived in, you know, insecure, boxed in, reality where they need a safety net to go out and explore. Most decent men have already had their time, you know, have already had, men of means have already had every option on the planet. They've already had their single life. They've probably even, some of them have probably even been divorced and things, and they already know the value of an actual good partnership. So there, it depends on one, the timing of where someone's at emotionally and maturity wise, and also it has to come down to life experience. It has to come down to, there is so many reasons as to why you should and shouldn't get married, and it really depends on finding that fit that's mutually beneficial and really speaking with your partner before that anyway, and loving each other enough and admiring each other and respecting each other enough to honor the agreement and the commitment that you are about to take place in. Personally, like, if you are around my age, trying to marry someone around your age is probably not a good idea. These kind of guys, you know, most of the time have been spending, if they actually have money, a little bit of it, like, they're never going to be where somebody is at the age of 40 unless they've done extraordinary things. And, you know, they have founded like a multi, like a one of a major corporations or companies or something, which can happen, or they've, you know, come up in wealth. But the average guy is kind of like not in a position where he could actually meet the obligations of a marriage. Like, he just couldn't, because he's not emotionally, financially, or just mentally aware of the value of it. And when you don't understand the value of what you're actually opting into, because you're not there yet, and because you haven't kind of went around the world enough and explored all of the options out there enough, and you've not had like actual tangible ways to weigh up value, then they could meet their dream girl and miss that opportunity because they haven't had that experience. Whereas then somebody 10 years older and doing 50 million times better and just more successful in every metric will see that same girl and take her straight away off the market. And it all comes down to life experience and maturity and literally how successful they are. The more successful a guy is, the more likely he is to see value. So trying to, you know, decide based on just one simple factor like cheating, it already tells me that you're dating in the like relationship only bracket or situation. Like, I don't even do situationships. Like, all of my relationships have had many different layers as to why we're together, as along with attraction and all of those basic things. But yeah, so like, that's kind of like what you need to be thinking, and then you can decide on marriage. But it's not solely based on just like falling in love with someone. It's like growing in love with someone and also having many different areas and, you know, things that are safeguarded if you decided to have kids together, things like that. So you got to kind of like think about that differently. And I would always go 10 years up if you're a female and looking for somebody actually like that's going to provide you with the, like, the layers of things that are required to keep that mutual admiration, because guys are usually like 10 years behind us emotionally and mentally. And so you're either going to stick around with a guy that's like a grown child, unless you've met a one in a million, which it can happen, but we're not talking about the minority. And so that's kind of like how I weigh it up, and that's kind of how I look for things in people. And so, yeah, it's a very 0.001% chance of actually finding a good, proper, compatible match that is mutually beneficial, plus all the rest of it as well. So, yeah, best of luck. But I wouldn't even, that would be the last thing on my mind if I was thinking about marriage or a relationship. There's so many other things that I've prioritized way more than that, and cheating kind of comes, like, because you've already, like, emphasized so much value and things mutually on the other side, it's very hard for either side to need to cheat, because you've already kind of established things that are most important to you, and throwing away all of those important things if you've found all of those important things in another person is really stupid. So you can't really, that's why it's like, it shouldn't be a concern. Basically, that was an 11 minute answer as to why that shouldn't be a concern. Do you think guys have become a bit too extreme on the feminine side? Yes, I think a lot of guys have become very extreme on the feminine side, but not all of them. Even the guys that, you know, appear to want to be masculine, they are very feminine. Like, some of them, like, that I was talking to for a while, I still follow them on Instagram and stuff, but, like, I just could already tell that they were very, very feminine early, because they prepare food like so neatly and stuff, and even more than me, you know. But I grew up around hyper masculine men, so and I really can't take guys that are very feminine seriously. I lose attraction for them, because the thing is, girls, men have always had testosterone, and we do not have that level of testosterone. We have a little bit, but they should have a lot if they're going to be a good provider for you and do the right things for their role. And biologically, we actually just don't crave the opposite sex at all as much as what they do for women. So even men will pay, if they've got very little money and they're desperate, they will actually end up paying someone for sex if they need it and they can't find a partner. Or whatever, they will do it. Women would never do that. It's so rare, but 99% of women just don't need it that much. So when it comes down to feminine men, they're not going to be able to do, like, you should always be looking out for this in the first 3 days of them courting you. They should already have sent you something, like, to provide value. And if they haven't provided you any tangible value, not messages, not video calls, not caring, not nice words, but tangible stuff, they're not in their masculine energy. Back in the day, you know, men used to write songs for women, write poems for women, and they couldn't even get anything off that woman until they married her sexually or anything like that. They would have to be doing this for literally sometimes years. It probably was months, but that's just like how masculine men were. And so the fact that men want to be chased in and things, all of this kind of BS that people put up with, you guys are dating the wrong guy. You're engaging the wrong guys. Like, you should be turned off by that and not even entertain. Like, to think that, you know, do you know how long it takes to just get ready, pick outfits, go shopping online, think about all of the outfits that you want to wear for different things that are coming up, planning events, doing fun things with the girls, doing all your beauty appointments, going to the gym, looking, doing all your meal prep, work if you need to do that as well. That's already so many things that you need to occupy your mind with, all creative stuff, all fun stuff. You know, you don't need a feminine man because they're going to take away your energy from all that stuff. You need a man that's going to handle, like, take away all your problems, and you will actually, and, you know, make your life easier and provide value. So when you see that, the best thing you can do if you're kind, like, I usually just pretend I'm in love with them. And I kind of just try to scare them away so that they feel validated, because I know that they're obviously feminine. So they would have probably got more emotions than a normal guy. So what I normally do is I pretend I care a lot more about them than I actually do, so that they don't feel... I just put myself in, like, what I think their shoes would be. So I just pretend I like them a lot. And then I allow them the power to kind of ghost me, or let that relation, like, kind of, like, because when they think you're in love with them, it, like, it's like attention, right? So they, like, crave attention because they're feminine men, whereas most men don't care about attention. They care about getting the girl. They're like sniper kind of guys. Feminine men want attention from, like, you, but everyone else as well. So they really love to have people loving on them and caring and thinking about them, and, you know, all of that stuff. So they are more likely to do things like play games, do all that. Masculine men don't do that. They just go straight for what they want. They're super simple. Like, I've been around my dad my whole life. All the men that I actually have dated up until, like, there was a few feminine kind of ones that came in talking, but if you didn't make it to my close friends list on Instagram, you were never a dating option for me. That's for one, because usually a masculine man will get into my close friends at least. And I know there's, I doubt any of the masculine men will even listen to this, but they'll get into my podcast, into my close friends as well pretty soon after. They normally add me first, so I always know that's a masculine trait that they do. And they always send me out flowers, or they always send me out a gift within, like, the first 2 days of talking to me online. And that, these are just guys that will be on my Instagram, you know, so they always do these things. Whereas feminine men, they're more like friends, and I always friend zone them. And I even tell their friends that they've, like, they're just friends. I make it very clear that, you know, we're not going to be this isn't sexual anymore, because they've added no value to my life, and I can't be in my feminine energy. I just can't take a man seriously if he's not, you know, adding value and providing something of value that's tangible, because that's what I'm used to my whole life. Even, like, all my other boyfriends were also like that from the get-go. And men are supposed to hunt as well, so worrying about the ones that are feminine, you know, just wait until they transition. That's becoming more common now, so I think a lot of these guys will probably do that, and, you know, good for them. I think it's doing every girl a favor, and they should, more men should do it, because if they're super feminine and, you know, they're confusing the dating market, then head over to our side. You know, if that's what you want, then, you know, girls can just go with the guys, the men. And so I wouldn't worry about that, but I would look out for those kind of key things in the beginning. And they're very easy to deal with, very simple, and they never flake and never make, they don't make idiots of themselves. Like, they stick to their word. They mean what they say, and they say what they mean. That's very masculine. Very hot. So yeah, you never get any of that crap from masculine guys, so you want to make sure that that's there. How can I be a better girlfriend if I see my boyfriend looking at other girls on Instagram? Well, I would just get another boyfriend if I seen my boyfriend doing that, because I mean, that's just like the law of the universe. You can't, everything has cause and effect. So if you're going to do one thing, then you've got to expect the same in return. And you can be perfectly okay with that. There's a million reasons as to why I think that you don't need to really engage in any negativity about it. You just need to find, you just need to obviously like look at your own options and engage with them, because that's just the laws of the universe, and that's cause and effect. And anyone that tries to use an argument against that is just going to end up with getting locked up, or they're going to end up in situations where God's going to constantly tell them that the laws of the universe are real, and what happens, what the energy you put out is exactly what you get back. So if you're going in with good energy and somebody decides to, male or female, decides to mess with that, then trust me, they will pay 10 times over for doing that. Because so it's very important that you're always aware of your cause and effect, and you handle that with care and respect. And I wouldn't be too annoyed about that. So the next one is, I really, really want to get into a relationship with this guy, but he doesn't seem like he wants a full commitment. How do I get him to commit to me? I would just take my time. I don't think there's any reason to force anyone to do anything. I think this is one of the biggest issues with even men. People try to trap each other, and I don't understand why. Look, I understand why men try to pull you out of the market, because they understand that other men are going to try and one-up them, because that's what men do. And so they want to make sure that they don't have access to you anymore. So that's what they do. They try to like take you off the market completely, so that nobody can have the opportunity to do better than them. And so they kind of want to take all of that power over to themselves. And so that's why they take you off the market fast. But when you're trying to take a guy off the market, I don't understand what for. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, no girls are going to be coming after your guy. So I don't really know what the benefit of doing that is. You know, you're the one that's losing opportunities if you're going to commit to him. So you got to think about that correctly. So like, what is he going to do for you for the rest of whatever amount of time? How many years are you willing to commit to this person? Like, what's the situation going to be if you have to now refuse all of the other millions of options that are out there for you that could be much better for you? So are you actually thinking about that correctly? And so that's how I would think about it. And that's why I'm hesitant to commit, unless they're like, yeah, I mean, I will and I do, but I still know that the dating pool is quite great, and I wouldn't be overly rushed to agree to commit to a guy that's trying to pull me off the market. But if you're a girl trying to do it, I don't know why you would want to do that. To me, that's crazy. Questions you should ask your ex after a breakup. I would never talk to an ex after a breakup, and I wouldn't need any questions answered. That's a closed door, and I would focus. Oh my God. I would focus on just leveling yourself up and just working on yourself, bettering yourself, getting to know yourself, healing if you need to heal, but don't take too long healing, and just keep your energy in places that it's elevated, and don't allow anyone to, if they left you, I don't know, it sounds like he did, but which is rare, guys usually never leave, but if he did leave, then I would just honestly, like, I would never talk to a man that's left me. I don't even know why they'd be that dumb, but like, to be completely honest, like, there's no way I'd let a guy back. I wouldn't even let a guy back for my own decision of breaking up with him. Never mind if he left me. Like, he can live with that for the rest of his life, because that's just so stupid. I mean, I honestly would just have to, like, let him learn the hard way. And maybe in his next life he can try again. But no, don't try and talk back to people that have thrown you in the trash and literally said, without saying, but maybe with saying, that you're not good enough. Let them find what they're out to look for. And I'm sure this guy's not a man of means just by the comments below, but yeah, just move on, babe. Okay. What would you do if your boyfriend had a criminal record and you didn't want to tell your parents? Well, I don't know. Obviously, you have parents that will care about this stuff because that wouldn't be a thing, but it depends on how old you are. And it also depends on, like, what he's actually bringing to your relationship. Like, is it even actually worth being in a relationship with him? Because if he's not really elevating your life to a point that nobody else could, then, like, is it really worth it? Like, what is this guy doing that is so spectacular that you can't find somebody without a criminal record to bring home? There's so many men out there that are so abundant and well off and great and fantastic. I don't know why you guys would, like, I'm not saying don't be with him, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having made mistakes in the past, but if it is a problem, you know, and you want to respect your family's wishes, then just get another one that can do whatever he's doing. If he's not doing anything like that, then I would definitely just find another better guy. And just, yeah, I would just definitely move on from that as well. What are the signs that I'm healing after my breakup? It's been 2 years and I still feel like I'm grieving. I think people get way too caught up in healing. I think it's good to take some time to actually really heal and learn. And then I think it's time to obviously move forward, close the door, lock it, throw away the key, and just seriously want to and be in that new moment. And so many people think, oh, that sounds like quite avoidant and stuff, but it's really not, because when you fully face things properly and you really learn and heal and you come to that day decision where, like, you'll never look back, you won't look back, and you've made that decision, you've let go of everything, you've given it the time frame that it needed, but it should never drag on to the point where you're talking about it 2 years later. I have not thought about an ex since, like, the longest, and this was after, like, a 7-year relationship breakup. The longest that I went on was, I avoided the whole breakup because I had to do a show for, like, a year, like, half a year or something. And then, you know, finally, like, I sort of, like, came to the realization, but I never grieved the actual relationship. I grieved, like, more of, like, the, like, I didn't grieve the person at all. Even though we were, like, very close and best friends, it was just the fact that I was going to have to, like, adapt and head into a whole new existence of life. And sometimes it's not the relationship. Sometimes you're just actually thinking about how to live a new life and what that is. And it's, like, not two people's decision, or maybe you're with someone new, I don't know. But usually it's harder to navigate what kind of direction you want to go in when you don't have a secondary influence that you're used to having. And sometimes you might already know when you're in a current partnership that you're going to go in a certain direction. But then when you actually get there and you're free to do it, it's much harder to actually switch over to that paradigm than what you think it is from a post-breakup, post-divorce kind of scenario. Because there's a lot of processing that you're not aware of that you haven't done yet that has to come up. It's very hard to skip into the paradigm of your dreams when you're also letting go of a whole new life. That's not an overnight switch, but it's definitely not a 2-year transition. I mean, everyone has different timings for everything, but you can fast track that by just coming to a stage of acceptance and going, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to stick to it. This is my dream. This is my commitment. Make a Pinterest board, set some goals, and just commit to it and just make sure that those things are occurring and pour your energy into yourself. Like, spend all your money in self-love and self-care, and just, like, your whole life will elevate, because that's what women are meant to do. You know, we're not meant to be going out hunting for things. We're meant to be nurturing things. We're meant to be restorative. We're meant to be vibrant. And so we create our paths through that energy. We don't run out and try and chase down the world. That's why most women that succeed are super relaxed, you know, where you can't, as a woman, do your best work when you're neglectful. You've got to be nurtured first, and then the pathways will open. You have to be elevating at the top frequencies of love, abundance. We our power is different to men's. There's no point in looking at men's motivational videos and trying to use that. You can use that as like a spark of motivation to do a run or something, but really to truly embrace your process, if you're finding you're not healing, you really have to like be restorative. You've got to think of wholeness, and you know, you've got to be fully whole before all of those doors open. It's just a different method, and it's the method that you need to follow without being distracted and disturbed by motivational, that is hardcore stuff that you can use. Sometimes I will just play it to guys that annoy me, but I don't use that for my own success. We've got a completely different divine flow of healing and restoration and nurturing. And you've got to put that into the God, like that godly divine energy that we have. And you've got to open your doors that way into the future. And we're receivers. So everything comes to women always. So as long as you're in that restorative, nurturing, self-care, loving energy, all the doors and receiving all the gifts will come to you. But don't engage with things that take you out of that. That's also what's very important. You need to like go up and stay up. So that's a responsibility. And yeah, and that's it. I'm not going to answer any more of these for tonight, but I might do a part 2 next week, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.